That is Nils Lofgren. It's his new single. It's just out in the UK on the Tower Bell record label. And it is called Secrets in the Street. And, of course, Nils Lofgren is playing with Mr. Bruce Springsteen, the newly married gentleman, who'll be over to this country very soon. Before that, you heard Kim Mitchell. He used to be in the legendary Max Webster out of Canada. That's just been issued in this country. It's a 12-inch remix on the Bronze record label. It is called Go for Soda.
he's crying. Mama, take a look at your boy, he's a military man. Mama, take a look at your boy, he's dying. Mama, take a look at your boy, he's fighting. Mama, take a look at your boy, he's rising. They have trained your boy to kill. And kill someday he will. They have trained your boy to die. And ask no questions why. Mama, take a look at your boy. Take a look at your boy. Take a look at your boy. He's a killer. Yeah. Mama, take a look at your boy. Take a look at your man. Take a look at your boy. He's a soldier. He's colder. He's colder, mama. Mama, take a look at your boy.
Oh,
What a great combination of talent that is. Philip Lynott, Gary Moore, Military Man. So they're both on Top of the Pops last night, and I know, like you know, they were miming, but don't they mime well? Two great Irishmen. 18 and a half minutes past 11, the Friday Rock Show, BBC Radio 1, how are you? Jeff Bolter is a Gary Moore fan. He lives in Kingham and Oxon. Says, say hello to Sarah and Sydney and Don and Graham and Kim and Jackie and Vic the Viking. Timothy Cook is into Gary Moore as well. And he lives in Henley-on-Thames, also in Oxfordshire. How you doing? I don't know if there is a Gary Moore fan club. I assume there is. Timothy, look in what? Smash Hits, that'll probably tell you. And before Gary Moore, you heard Q5 from Seattle. The track was called Steal the Light. That was the long version on 12-inch. For a fella who only got turned on to heavy metal music, or rock music if you like, last October when his brother took him to a Motorhead gig. Lemmy scores again. That gentleman is Simon the Q5 Freak Edwards. He lives in Stourbridge in the West Midlands. Demands that I say hello to Paul, who's also going to take him to Nebworth to see Deep Purple and the rest. What a good choice. And this is Aldo Nova, and a really excellent track, rather, that's just been re-released.
Yeah. have a secret yearning. Don't you know it could come true? Lost in time to lose and we've turned in. Open up your life for you.
Excellent track, recorded back in 1980, Make It Real by the Scorpions, from a compilation album that came out back in 1980 and has just been re-released. It includes music by Whitesnake, The Scorps, Iron Maiden, April Wine, Wild Horses and Deep Purple, and also Riot, Atomic Rooster. That's it. Good compilation, actually. Heavy Duty, first came out in 1980, just been re-released. Before that, Aldo Nova, a track he recorded back in 1983 called Hold Back the Night. That's from a four-tracker, four-track 12-incher that has just been re-released. I say just, I actually think it came out in February, but I've only just found it in the office. Sometimes we get jammed in with records, but it was worth a play. I'm up 29 minutes past 11. And now, Motley Crue. from an album that is called Use It or Lose It. That's a man by the name of Michael Furlong. The track is called Head On Rock and Roll. It's on Atlantic, it's on American Atlantic, it's an import. And before that you heard Motley Crue. The track was called Red Hot. It's 23 minutes to midnight. I'd like to dedicate both of those tracks to the memory of two people, Paul and Fish, who it seems died on the 24th of May, 1984. Dedicated to their memory from Anne and Jennifer and Kath and Ray and Tony and Trevor and Dave at Belfast, Camperdown, Northern Ireland. And also, I must say hello to a gentleman by the name of Mark Pearson at 24 Waterloo Road, Bramhall in Stockport. He and his brother are going to go and work in France. And this is going to be the last rock show that he'll be able to listen to until September. Okay, Fiona S. McClanagan, I think it is. McClanagan, though. Tells me to tell you both to have fun and lots of love from Fiona.
How would you like to win two tickets for the return to the Nebworth Fair? Listen exclusively to Radio 1 from this Monday for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Deep Purple at Nebworth on June 22nd.
Hey! As much consideration for the Arthurian legend has been given to this whole project that can be imagined by the entire record-buying public, it is now quite inconceivable that it has absolutely nothing to do with this. Sorry. Absolutely nothing to do with anything at all to do with this.
Talk to me, Victor. Talk to me, Victor.
One of those nights when you turn out the light.
There are times when you need two tracks by AC/DC. One is just not enough. Anyway, that's the way they go on the album. Beating Around the Bush, something that I haven't played too much on the radio at all. Touched Too Much before that, AC/DC from back in 1979. The AC/DC track was specially for Fiona Dugdale, who's frequently, it seems, found in the Drunken Duck. Ambleside, Cumbria. She's got a 21st birthday coming up soon. Happy birthday to you. Nice to know you're out at the pub. Or are you? Before the AC/DC, you heard Robert Plant. Mr. Plant from his latest album. The track was called Too Loud. It was for a lady who's just been born. A lady by the name of Stephanie. Born to Angela, and indeed to Steve as well. The Rady family of Calside in Dumfries in Scotland. Congratulations to all of you. Enjoy. Try and get some sleep. You'll be lucky. Happy 21st birthday today for Simon Harvey. Hello, Simon. It seems you always listen to the Friday Rock Show. Your mum wrote me an extremely nice letter. Happy birthday from me, from all the Friday Rock Show team, and also from your mum, Mrs. Maureen Harvey. Oh, also, hi, Julia, wherever you are. Actually, I'm just reading your mum's selection of music, which you say is sort of permeated through the walls. Scorpions, Judas Priest, Pink Floyd and Ozzy Osbourne. What a mum. 8 minutes to midnight, Steely Dan. We'll be right back. those inventive guys from Australia, Flash and the Pan, and that is called Fat Night. Before that, a classic track by Steely Dan, Babylon Sisters. That guy started his professional life playing for Jimi Hendrix. Then he formed a band called Spirit. Moved to this country, I'm told, in 1983. He did a gig at the Marquee quite recently. His name is Randy California. That's a new single called Run to Your Lover. It's out on Phonogram. Before that, Magnum, from their new album, On a Storyteller's Night, just out on the FM record label. The track was called Les Morts Dansants. And I see in the paper, or did earlier on tonight, when I was having my fish and chips, Magnum are doing the Dominion, Tottenham Court Road, London, soon. 3 minutes past 11.